Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Sukkah Daf Chaf, Sukkah 20, and on Daf Chaf Amabez, as we begin the second chapter of Masecha Sukkah, Hayashin Tachas Amita, that one who sleeps under the bed of the Sukkah, Lo Yatzei Dechovaso, has not fulfilled his obligation. What's the reasoning? Rashi explains, the O Mavzik Beino Sukkah, because since he's sleeping under the bed, there's a like a tent interrupting between him and the Sukkah. The Ikar Yeshiva Sukkah, and the main aspect of dwelling in a Sukkah is Achila Shtia Vashena, is eating, drinking, and sleeping. And so therefore, since sleeping is a main aspect of the sukkah, if a person sleeps under the bed in the sukkah, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So in this context, the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Huda says, no. No again hayinu shehayinu yishenim tachas amita b'fnei zekenim. We used to in fact sleep under a bed in the sukkah. We would sleep there and nobody said anything to us. Nobody objected. And since nobody objected, so therefore as a result of this we see it's not going to be considered an interposition. So basically it's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Amar Rabbi Shimon Maisa b'tavi. There was an incident, said Rabbi Shimon, with Tavi Avdo Shal Rabbi Gamliel, with the Tavi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, Shaya Yashin Tachas Amita, that he used to sleep underneath the bed. Now, why was Tavi sleeping underneath the bed? Who was Tavi? Tavi is a person who is a Canaanite slave, but the Gemara in Yoma 87a tells us that really, that when a wicked person sins, his children and his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and so forth, until the end of time, are punished for this person. And so therefore, Tavi was a descendant of Canaan, who was a descendant of Ham, who was cursed that his descendants would be slaved. And the Gemara in Yuma tells us that there were many descendants of Canaan who were really worthy, they were worthy to receive rabbinic ordination, like Tavi, who was considered a great scholar. And the only reason why they didn't receive rabbinic ordination was because they were descendants of Ham. And so therefore they didn't receive this ordination. But Tavi was somebody who was considered to be a Torah scholar, and he intentionally slept underneath the bed. Well, why did he intentionally sleep underneath the bed? So the Gemara explains, Amar Hamra Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said to the elders, Re'isem Tavi Avdi, have you seen just how brilliant my servant Tavi is acting? Shehu Talmid Chacham Yodeya Shavadim Betur Min HaSukkah. He's a Torah scholar and he knows that servants are exempt from the sukkah. Lefikach, because he knows that since they're a Canaanite slave, therefore they're exempt from time-bound positive commandments. And so therefore he knows that he doesn't really have to dwell in the sukkah. And some say therefore he wanted to make space for the rabbis who needed to dwell in the sukkah. And so therefore, lefikach hu yashen hu tachas amita. Therefore, for that reason, he sleeps underneath the bed. So from the fact that Tavi went underneath the bed on purpose, he was demonstrating that if you had gone underneath the bed, if somebody was not a Canaanite, but somebody was a Jew, had gone underneath the bed, they would not have fulfilled their obligation. As it says, we learn from here, so from here we learn that if somebody dwells underneath the bed, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So the Tosfos points out that Tavi was what's called an Eved Kosher Haya. He was a great, great kosher slave, a servant, meaning to say he was a person who was a fine character. But Yerushalmi Tanit, Tosfos quotes the Jerusalem Talmud, Shayim Niach Tefillin, that Tavi was putting on Tefillin. This is also relevant because Tavi has the same obligations as, generally speaking, the Canaanite slaves are exempt from time-bound positive commandments, like women are exempt from time-bound positive commandments. And so we see from here that the Tavi was putting on slaves, and so this is was putting on tefillin, and this is a relevant for the question of whether or not it's appropriate for women to put on tefillin. That when Tavi put on tefillin, well, michu biyadam, that they did not object to Tavi putting on his tefillin, and the chachamim did not object. And so we see from here that when as it relates to Tavi, there was a special dispensation. The rabbis understood, and they didn't object to this fact. So this idea that Tavi was considered very special And so therefore he was exempt from the mitzvos. So the Gemara was saying, when the Gemara Yerushalmi notes that he was wearing tefillin, even though he was exempt, and so therefore we see from here that Rabbi Gamliel did not really object to Tavi doing the mitzvah. So if that's the case, why did he specifically sleep underneath the bed to allow the chachamim? Why did he sleep underneath the bed if he was allowed to sleep above the bed and do the mitzvah of sukkah? So we see from here that the reason was because he saw that there wasn't enough space and he wanted to make space for the people who were actually obligated in the mitzvah. We also see from here the Hasidim point out that there's a powerful idea here. What do we say? Somebody who sleeps underneath the bed has not fulfilled the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah. So we know that that I was told about the altar of Nevarduk, that he says that people are always going to put interpositions between themselves and trying to make, he was known for his musar, looking inside ourselves. People are always going to put up barriers between themselves. Sukkah is supposed to be a place where we're open to where we're vulnerable, where we're exposed to the elements of the world. So if we're dwelling underneath a bed, it's like we're protecting ourselves. We're not being vulnerable. We're not open to the elements of the world, and so therefore, for this reason, we're not fulfilling the spirit or the technical legalities of the law.